Aloha, and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. Join us today along with co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry, Leslie Silva, and Martin Arinaga. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. As you hear the gripping stories today from our special guests, we invite you to call us at 296-5467. Again, that's 296-5467. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Leslie Silva. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Have you ever seen a miracle? Ever walk away from a car wreck unscratched? Or experience events so uncanny, so eerie and unreal? There was no way to explain it other than to say, wow, that's God. A great gift is to see God's hand on your life. Today, our guest will share firsthand how he has witnessed God's hand in his life. Jimmy Yamada Jr. looks back at the jagged shards of his past to see a clear pattern of God's design. And, like sun streaming through a stained glass cathedral, God truly makes all things good in His time. If God can do this for Jimmy Yamada Jr., surely, surely, He can do it for you. Leslie and I, and Jimmy Yamada Jr., we want to pause for a moment at the beginning, as we typically do, to remind you that the reason we have the Good Life Hawaii radio show is for you. For you to know, to hear, to experience, to be reminded that God loves you and He knows you. And that whatever you face, whatever you're going through, if there's a challenge, a struggle, you don't have to bear it alone. You don't have to face it alone. But God can help you through. And He sent us here together at this very moment in time to remind you of His hand on your life and to encourage and inspire you. You see, it's God doing the encouraging, God doing the inspiring, and simply for us to direct your heart and attention to the Lord Jesus Christ. Jimmy Yamada Jr. is a prominent businessman and ministry leader in Hawaii. He's the chief executive officer of A1A Electrician and the senior pastor of Cedar Assembly of God Church. He serves on the board of Hawaii Youth for Christ and is on the advisory council of Jesus Christ is Calling You Evangelistic Ministry. He's married to Diana. He has three children, Jason, Davin, and Lisa. Jimmy is the author of the popular book, God's Hand in the Life of an Electrician. Jimmy, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Tell us, where did you grow up?
Paoa Valley. And then went to Roosevelt, University of Hawaii, and on the beaches, surfing.
So you grew up as a surfer?
No, I wish I was. But I did surf a lot.
Yeah.
But I wasn't a surfer.
Now, there were some interesting circumstances in the way that you met Diana. Part of how you've written about and spoken about God's hand in your life, even at a young age. Can you share with us what happened?
I remember in intermediate school, I was looking at a school newspaper from Central School, and I saw in the picture this Miss Cutis, and her name was Diana Inokawa. A couple of years later, I went to Roosevelt, and I saw this cute little girl sitting in the front row in a faded brown dress. I can still see the picture in my mind. And I thought to myself, Diana Enokawa is here. What I recognized now, or once I became a Christian, was that God orchestrated these events so he could bring Diana to me. And he, you know, it didn't just so happen that I saw the newspaper, but I know he orchestrated that newspaper. And I think one of the neatest things he did was, I didn't know her, so I walked in the hallways of Roosevelt High School, and I would kind of try to look cool and walk past her, and then kind of all of a sudden at the last minute just kind of look over with a cool look and then kind of like smile like I wasn't really looking at her. But one day, Danny, she smiled back. And what I recognize today is that God put something in her soul that she would look at this Japanese guy that was nothing special, but it would be like, it would quicken her heart. So when I just think about that, I think, wow, that's cool, God.
You know? Now, there were some changes, right, in demarcation lines and things like that that impacted the reason why she moved or you moved. Or
yeah.
How did that work?
Well, God had to bring Diana to Roosevelt. She lived in another zone, another school zone, and her younger brothers and sisters went to McKinley. But when it came to her year to go to high school, or the year before, God moved the line, brought her to Roosevelt, and all of her friends went to either Farrington or McKinley. Then a couple years later, God moved the line back. Her three younger brothers and sisters went to McKinley. So she's a duck out of water, easy pickings for me. She had no friends. And so she made friends at Roosevelt, but it was almost like, you know, like Rocky might think about this. Come on, come into my lair. So God definitely moved the line. He moved it twice, once to bring her, but the second time so that I would know when I look back, it was very clear that he moved the line back. So I just thank the Lord. I think about that all the time.
You know, what's interesting to me is the way that you see the hand of God moving in your life. It's so personal. Mm-hmm. You know, some people might think, how dare him think that God would do that just for him. Mm-hmm. But God is a personal God. Mm-hmm. And I think he sees a certain level of faith. No, it's like a... almost like an outrageous, almost aghast in his yes. boldness of faith
yes.
to believe and to accept that, and it is what it is. Uh-huh. And God honors that. Uh-huh. By the way, you guys
went to Roosevelt too.
Shall we sing? Peace with heart full of pride, dear alma mater.
No, let's not start. I remember that. You know, what I think is awesome about this, too, is you think about this situation, and God is doing this for everybody. If we notice, if we pay attention, you know, God is doing all of this for everyone. He's no respecter of persons, so he's doing this for everyone. But a lot of us, like Daniel, like you said, we don't think about it. Uh-huh. And we don't see God's hand in that and his fingerprints all over it. But it's so wonderful when you do. And, mm-hmm. and Jimmy's illustration, I think, it reminds me to look carefully.
At the details.
Yeah, look around. You know, every day. Something is happening every day.
Yeah.
That's really awesome.
You know, things that we would take for granted, you mm-hmm. normally overlook. And mm-hmm. and how, imagine how God feels when we recognize the intricacies of his handiwork.
Yeah, and you know what we call them? Coincidences.
Yeah. Yes.
That's what we end up doing. Oh, mm-hmm. what a coincidence. Mm-hmm. No such mm-hmm. thing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We don't give him credit.
Exactly.
God can move a district line just as easy as he can raise the dead or create the atom. So to me, there's no difference. So when he shows up in my life and does something very simple or very smooth, it's for me, it's like huge in for my relationship.
Yes. That's really exciting.
You know, as a parent, you know, what, you know, we're made in the image of God, right? Mm-hmm. So as a parent, I mean, if my child marveled at something that I did, that he caught it, man, as a dad, it would make me feel like, wow, my son, you know, my daughter, they saw that, recognized that.
Yes.
Whew, that's a special child, you know.
And it brings great joy to God, I think, when he sees that and you get it. And he rejoices with you in that because he loves to give you those things.
Now, that's a snapshot of, you know, how you and Diana met. Much of your life, you know, has been in the business world. Jimmy, how did you become a businessman?
I think when I look back, God chose me to be in this family. And he put me and he gave me my dad, I'll say. So he like he did with David or with Danny, he chose me to be part of this family. And although I was sure that I was never coming into the family business and I did go away, He created something in me to want to come back. So one day I just called my dad and says, "Hey, Dad." My dad never hinted. He never tried to coerce. He never tried to put money out there. He never tried to say, "Be an electrical engineer," because we own an electrical contracting business. And he never tried to sway us. But one day I just felt, "Oh, Dad, I'm coming home." And he said, "Oh, okay, okay, good." And so that was it. I joined the family business. And
you know, I've always found it touching of the way that your dad, your father, treated you. And so he never made it a point of obligation to you or laid it on you like that, that that's part of your responsibility that you need to prepare to take over.
No, yeah, it was, I think when I look back, I learned unconditional love from my dad. And so during the course of business, I think I learned unconditional love. And I think when I look back now, I know God was preparing me for the season of being able to live and believe and recognize what it is and try to work towards that, shoot for that. So he taught me, I think when I look back, he taught me what unconditional love was before he became a Christian, before he died.
And this even before you became a Christian too?
Yes.
So the Lord, even before you came to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, before you on your journey of faith, you came to know the Lord, the hand of God already was evident in working through your father, through your life experiences, to what you are and what you're doing at this very moment today. You know, as Jimmy Amata shares his story with us, the reminder is clear for all of us, and even for you, whether you're driving, whether you're sitting in an office softly listening to this, or at home, or in a hospital room somewhere, just in a place where you need, as an answer to prayer, you're needing God to minister to you. I think Leslie mentioned, we talked, you know, God is into the details of our lives, and he's into the details of your life too. And wherever you've been or whatever you've gone through, let Jimmy Amata's story be a testimony of the fact that God is not just playing around, and it's not just haphazard the things that we go through and things that happen. When we come back from our break, you know, going into business, it's no easy task, to say the least. And there are ups and downs. And Jimmy has had his share of ups and downs. with a dynamic individual with dynamic leadership capacity, God-given, those ups and downs can be dramatic. Dramatic highs, dramatic lows. When we come back from our break, Jimmy will share with us what happened and what God did through it. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home. So afraid that you will not be found, it won't be long before your sun goes down. Just leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
On a dark winter night at Hawaii's Pali Ridge, Danny Yamashiro's life was forever changed as he fell 300 feet off a cliff, attempting to rescue his girlfriend. With a fractured skull, torn scalp, a shattered ankle, and smashed body, he fell again another 100 feet. No one thought he would live. Danny's book, Paradise Calls, is a spellbinding story of survival and hope. A firsthand account of crushed dreams, recovery, and renewed faith to bring Christ's message of hope to people everywhere. Here's Danny.
As you read Paradise Calls, may God bless you and enrich your life with divine hope in the midst of whatever challenge you face today.
Danny Yamashiro can also be heard on the Good Life Radio Show at 2 p.m. on the new KGU 99.5 FM and on AM 760 KGU. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org and remember to get Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. For more information, visit Danny online at thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. To be part of today's discussion, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Or contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now let's rejoin Danny and co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry, Martin Arinaga, and Leslie Silva.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with my co-host, Leslie Silva, and our featured guest today, Jimmy Yamada Jr. Jimmy is the CEO of A1A Electrician, and he's also the senior pastor of Cedar Assembly of God Church. Before our break, he was sharing with us about how God's hand was already at work in his life at an early age.
Mm-hmm. And Jimmy, you know, you mentioned unconditional love, you know, how that was so apparent in your early years growing up in your family. And recently, I ran into you outside and we got to talking. And one of the first things you talked about was unconditional love. And as I was listening to you today, I said, wow, this is something that's come all the years with you. It's clearly very important to you and almost foundational in who you are today. And that comes from your family. That comes from your dad modeling that for you, just like our Father, God, models unconditional love through Jesus to us too. So, you know, as you talk about that and we look at your early years in business, there were some difficulties, some challenging times that you went through. Tell us about this foundation, this unconditional love, and what happened during those early years, and how did those two things come together?
When I was young and I had a lot of hair, I thought I, you know, were invincible. And I wanted to, I had this goal to be the biggest and the best and the baddest contractor. I used to look at big projects and I said, I want to do that one day. And so I remember taking, as an electrical contractor, my father allowed me, he gave me the freedom to do what I wanted to do within the business structure. And I started working in estimating and project management and negotiating projects. And I secured two large, very, very large projects, way larger than we had done before. Century Center and Makiki Park Place. We almost went broke on those two projects. We basically lost all the net worth and then some that we had in the business. But my father, for 20 years, as he put aside funds inside the business and outside the business, he gathered all the funds that he had and put it back into the business. So everything that he had outside of the business, which a small businessman saves, puts it away for his retirement, for his family. He, in 1978, he gathered all his funds and put the money into the business. And then in January, he passed away. He left his wife, my mother, who was 54 years old. He left my sister, who was early 20s, 21, 22. Not really certain what was going to happen, but yet it's kind of like he's all in for his son. And as I look back, it was really God orchestrating something to teach me something. And what my dad taught me was, during the two-year period that we suffered during 76, 77, 78, trying to build these projects and recognizing that we're losing a ton of money, and every day going in and I'm going in and I'm waiting for the one time that he's going to call me into his office and crucify me, give me that look and say, and actually it would have been really good if he one day did that and he says, why did you do that? You know, you wanted to be the biggest and the baddest, and you see what you've done. You know, we're going to lose everything. But he never did that. He never gave me a look. He never shook his head. He never, he had this peace, in a sense, I don't know what he really thought, and I'll ask him when I get to heaven. But he, you know, the confidence, there was a confidence that he had in me, and he transferred the business in effect to me, and he went all in, loved me unconditionally, and then he died.
Wow, that's really something. You know, I'm trying to think about putting myself in your shoes during that time.
My father's shoes, my shoes, yeah, you can understand, but, then, you know, but like, my father's shoes. Yeah. But how about his wife at that time?
Yeah.
I don't think that's a good idea, Dad, you know.
Yeah, and what were you thinking? I mean, you said you were waiting for that day when he would call you in, and so you're doing what the best you can, you're seeing the money just going out, and then you see the sacrifice of your father is actually reinvesting in you, actually.
What did it do to you?
Yeah, what did it do to you at that time as you were watching all of this?
Well, at that time, all I thought was, whoo, so far so good. You know, he didn't say anything, but, well, tomorrow, you know. Mm-hmm. So it, when I think lessons are best learned when we look back and we see a pattern of God's hand in all of the lessons, because what God really did was he did the same thing with my wife, or through my wife. She just unconditionally loved me. During this period, we had to sell our house. She didn't say anything. She didn't say, I thought you said, you know, she just packed 50 boxes, big boxes, by herself. We moved into a rental and she was fine. A few years later, you know, we went through the same thing. 7 years later, 6 years later, my mom did the same thing. We were going to, you know, we had lost everything we built up, went back down to zero, and I came up with a plan. Mom, I think you need to sell your house and throw some of the money into the business. And she didn't say, you didn't learn.
So now, wait, this is...
6 years later, so my mom did the same thing.
The first time, you, yeah. Diana, you guys had to sell your house. Yeah. This is when your dad passed, and he put everything in, and you had to move. Okay, now, so it happened again then.
In 1985, the same thing happened. There was another construction cycle. And the neat thing was how God did it was he brought me a wife that unconditionally loved me all through the period.
Mm-hmm. So now you have this idea. This is during the second time. So things are going down again, mm-hmm. and then you have this idea, and what did you tell your mom?
Well, you know, I'm a financial guy, so, hey, Mom, you know, business is tough again, and so I think the house is too big for you.
That was your approach.
The power of suggestion.
Yes.
So I came up with a financial model that she did sell her house, put money into the business, and now I go and check her blood every day because she lives right below us. So it was, you know, I recognized that, you know, God's hand was in the whole situation, walking with me, walking, you know, through my family and mm-hmm. showing me his unconditional love. Mm-hmm. So I didn't really learn it in a book, although once I got the book, it made sense.
Now we talk about lessons. Jimmy, what lessons did you learn? Kind of give us some handles to grab hold of. Lessons learned as a business leader, as a father, as a husband?
Well, number one, never give up as a businessman. But most importantly, as a Christian businessman now, it's keep your eyes on God. And I would say that, you know, we recognize that in all things, God is working for our good. So what we need to do is we need to keep our eyes on God in all circumstances. So what I try to do is I try to watch the circumstances and say, what is God doing minute by minute, day by day, week by week, month by month? So I think as we keep our eyes on God and what he's doing, there's a pattern that you can see, whether it be kids, whether it be my oldest son Jason or Davin or Lisa or in Diana. So if we keep our eyes on God and not look at the circumstances like Peter did, and then, you know, if we look at the circumstances, the wind and the waves, we sink. Had Peter kept his eyes on God, he would not have sunk, right? So as a businessman, a Christian businessman, you know, we hold things loosely and we recognize that he's given us much, he's entrusted much to us. We keep our eyes on him and what he's doing. So that's, you know, we never lose hope.
Mm-hmm. One of the great marvels in hearing someone speak is the marvel of how on the journey of faith they come to experience a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Now we're hearing about Jimmy and talking about those very low lows. Financial lows and financial woes, mm-hmm. absolutely devastating circumstances. But he survives and he comes back, and then it happens again. But all along the way, God's hand is at work. Mm-hmm. When we come back from our break, Jimmy's going to share with us about how, through his life, through a series of circumstances, God's hand, again, he came to a place where he experienced the Lord Jesus Christ in a very personal and intimate way. How God met him right where he was. And as God can meet him, God can meet you too. So stay with us. We'll be right back with more from Jimmy Yamada Jr.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. The fact that there are business owners who care enough about our community to bring God's hope to people is one of the greatest gifts to society. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show appreciates their generous financial support.
The Good Life Radio Show is a ministry that has a family of financial supporters. Grateful for their generosity, Danny Yamashiro and the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show would like to thank Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, HMC Karaoke, Birch Union Service Station on School Street, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Michael Beasley of Kiani, Realtor Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, and Chinnan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated. To learn more about our sponsors and further sponsorship opportunities, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. To be part of today's discussion, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Or contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now let's rejoin Danny and co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry, Martin Arinaga, and Leslie Silva.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with Leslie Silva and our featured guest today, Jimmy Yamada Jr.
Jimmy, you know, just before break, you talked about the importance of never giving up and mostly keeping your eyes on God in all circumstances. And I like that. I wanted to spend just a little time on that. How do you go about doing that when you were going through your difficult times, keeping your eye on God? What are some of the practical, tangible things you did to help keep your eyes focused on and focused on God?
One of the things that happened to me a number of years ago, I was talking to a friend who had gotten into an accident, and I asked him this question as the second before the accident, did he call on the name of Jesus, because it was a strong Christian? Mm-hmm. And then he told me, no. And I thought to myself later on that day, would I have instinctively called on the name of Jesus, keeping our eyes on him, right? So I resolved for myself to discipline my mind, to discipline my habits, that if something happened, I would call on the name of Jesus, and in a positive way, not in a swear language, yes, right, like we normally do. So I remember a few days later, I smashed my finger in my door.
Ouch.
And because it was all fresh, I remembered, and the first thing I did was, oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Not in a swear, mm-hmm. not in an angry, not in a frustrated way, but Jesus, 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 heal my finger.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes away, and then I thought, okay, I did it. So now I can do that. So one of the really neat things that God has been doing over my life is because I'm now old, I bang my fingers, I bang my head, I stub my toes on chairs and doorways, and each time it's just a great opportunity to say, oh, Jesus, oh, Jesus, oh, Jesus. So I remember a number of months ago, last year I think it was, where my wife got really, really mad at me for taking my daughter's side one day, and it came out on Sunday morning, and it, boom, exploded a little bit. I hope she doesn't listen to this program. But I remember just doing the same thing, which is what I've been doing for the last maybe 10, 12 years. So I'm sitting in the car, she's mad on my right side, and I'm driving. And I'm in my mind, I'm saying, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. And I said, oh, God, all the way to church. Oh, God, all the way walking in. She's standing there in worship. And she's still just, I could just feel, just stand there. And I am saying, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. I'm trying to worship. I can't worship, but I'm just saying, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. And after the worship was over, she said something to me like, oh, something like, I forget what it was, like, oh, there's Danny. And I think, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So for me, it's been just disciplining, just having like a habit I want to have and say, so the circumstances, the horrible circumstances, if I can just bring him in.
So it's even like going beyond what you're feeling in the moment too, because you could be feeling fear, anxiety, worry. The word says mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. we can choose at that point, yeah? We have the mind of Christ, and we can choose to renew our mind and choose to go beyond the feeling. We don't have to go with the feeling. So you, like you did, you discipline. You made a discipline of it that you were going to turn to God.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, and that's something we can all do.
Jimmy, you're an engineer. You're a business owner for years. But through all the experiences, mm-hmm. there's a point of interface where you met the Lord Jesus Christ. Tell us, how did that happen?
Actually, it was a good, strong Christian brother who God connected me with. That's how he works. And he had given me a book, Evidence That Demands a Verdict, by Josh McDowell. Kevin Asano gave me the book, and I eventually read the book. And from being an atheist, not believing in a God, because I believed in evolution and et cetera, et cetera, I read the book and I recognized that there was a God. So one day I walked into First Assembly of God with my wife, and they had an altar call. I raised my hands. I went up, and after my wife and my daughter looked up, they said, hey, look, Dad's up there. So I gave my life to Jesus Christ from reading Josh McDowell.
What was going on? Now, Josh McDowell is a very popular author and speaker in the area of apologetics. Mm-hmm. By the way, apologetics is not the art of saying sorry. It's the defense of the Christian faith, mm-hmm. and giving an answer, well, there's a New Testament scripture for the hope that is in you, yes. You know, being able to give an answer. So it's explaining things. So how did that book make a difference in your life at that time?
Because I didn't believe there was a God. And actually, at that time in 1993 in June, we were at that point on the top of our game. We were doing really well. There was nothing wrong. Our kids were seemed pretty good. But when I read that book, because I was an atheist, I read that book and I remember thinking as I'm reading it, there's a God. There's a God. And it was like an eerie feeling. And I remember turning to Christian channels trying to understand what they were saying. I remember reading the book and I tried to open the Bible and try to recognize, you know, try to understand what they're saying. But I really didn't know what it meant. But it was just coming to the realization that there was a God.
And now you come to Christ. There you are at First Assembly of God. What was it at that moment that compelled you or caused you to make a decision to move forward? You say you already are coming to grips with there is a God. Now, what about Jesus? What happened at that moment?
Because I had read the book cover to cover, I recognized that, you know, Jesus, and there's a Jesus, and then we come to the Father through Jesus, but it's by reading a book, right? So Pastor Roy Sapp, who was the pastor at that time, took what we call in the Christian world an altar call. They invited me to give my life and turn my life over to Jesus Christ. I didn't really understand the whole thing that I do now, but because it was an invitation, and they asked if you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, raise your hand. So I felt inside, man, that's me. I raised my hand. So I don't know what it was other than I heard the call, I heard the invitation, and I just felt I had to do it.
You know, Jimmy, you have walked an incredible journey with the Lord. And the Lord has carried you along the way in some very significant ways. You write about it in your book, God's Hand in the Life of an Electrician. It's available at Christian bookstores here in Hawaii. You can get it on Amazon.com. God's Hand in the Life of an Electrician. Jimmy, when we come back from our break, I'd like for you to share with us. Now, as the business has grown and expanded, the Lord called you into something sort of a detour, but not really a detour. I guess it's all in God's plan. God's man in God's hand. You're experiencing God's plan, but into a specific area of ministry. When we come back, I'm wondering if you can share that with us, because God makes changes in our lives. Your change will be an inspiration. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
On a dark winter night at Hawaii's Pali Ridge, Danny Yamashiro's life was forever changed as he fell 300 feet off a cliff, attempting to rescue his girlfriend. With a fractured skull, torn scalp, a shattered ankle, and smashed body, he fell again another 100 feet. No one thought he would live. Danny's book, Paradise Calls, is a spellbinding story of survival and hope. A firsthand account of crushed dreams, recovery, and renewed faith to bring Christ's message of hope to people everywhere. Here's Danny.
As you read Paradise Calls, may God bless you and enrich your life with divine hope in the midst of whatever challenge you face today.
Danny Yamashiro can also be heard on the Good Life Radio Show at 2 p.m. on the new KGU 99.5 FM and on AM 760 KGU. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org and remember to get Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. For more information, visit Danny online at thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend?
Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the good life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. To be part of today's discussion, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Or contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now let's rejoin Danny and co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry, Martin Arinaga, and Leslie Silva.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with Leslie Silva and our featured guest today, Jimmy Yamada Jr. Jimmy is the author of the book, God's Hand in the Life of an Electrician. He's also the CEO of A1A Electrician and the senior pastor of Cedar Assembly of God. Jimmy, through business and your growth, God called you to a very unique role in the body of Christ. Can you explain how that happened?
When I got saved, the first thing that I started doing was Bible studies and reading the Bible and trying to understand how you can hear from God. Mm-hmm. People talked about, you know, they can hear from God, and I didn't understand what that was all about. So as we start doing that, and as we did that, we grew Bible studies. I did a lot of teaching. I thank First Assembly of God for allowing me to teach and grow. Eventually, I'll fast forward to 2006. I'm connected with an organization, or I was connected with an organization called Surfing the Nations. They had lost the property that they were doing ministry from. They had found a new location. I came along with them in January of 2007 to a Korean church, Hawaii Cedar Church. It's a small church in Kalihi on Camford Road and School Street. So God brought us there. And eventually, they asked me to help out with Bible studies, and they asked me if I wanted to participate in teaching, preaching on Sundays, and I started doing that. And after about 3 or 4 months, the people in the congregation would start calling me pastor, and I would say, I'm not a pastor, I'm just a teacher. Mm-hmm. Eventually, they started asking me to marry them. Then, I can't marry you, I'm not a pastor. And so, one day, I started. I had a meeting with some of my pastor friends, and I asked them if they thought I should become a pastor. And so, eventually, I started walking that road, and became a credentialed pastor in the Assembly of God. And about, I guess, last year, we started thinking that we needed to become, I mean, God put on our hearts to become a church. And so now we have one of the newest Assembly of God churches in the state and possibly the nation, Cedar Assembly of God. We came out of a Korean plant, in a sense, that was reaching out to the poor and the community. Mm-hmm. So I'll say that God tricked me step by step over a 4-year period. It's not something that I planned, and it's not something that I chose to do, but I just answered the call, and now we're at a little church in Kalihi, and quite ecstatic about it. Quite, you know, we love it, mm-hmm. because I know that I am where God called me to be.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know the people there. You know, it's neat when you visit a church and you see a pastor that loves his congregation. Mm-hmm. And the congregation loves their pastor. Mm-hmm. In my ministry, I've had the privilege of traveling all over, speaking at many different churches as a guest. And Jamie and I have been able to experience a lot, you know, and see the different cultures in churches. And, you know, some of it is spoken and a lot mm-hmm. of it is unspoken. And in visiting Cedar Assembly of God, I mean, we could feel the love of Christ mm-hmm. being shared from Pastor Jimmy and Diana, Sister Diana, as well as the people in the mm-hmm. church. And the church was packed. Mm. You know, so God is really using you. Mm-hmm. And I thank you for being an example. You know, Jimmy, people face tough times. And even right now, somebody listening may be a little bit encouraged, maybe a lot encouraged because of your transparency. But what would you say to somebody? Maybe this person is a father or a mother. Could be a business owner or somebody trying to climb the career ladder, or maybe somebody trying to find work. Mm-hmm. Maybe somebody is facing a health problem that sort of debilitated them, and mm-hmm. they feel like they've been put on the side or put on the shelf, and they're wondering, wait a minute here, you know, has God like overlooked me, or is he forgotten me? And you know, there's those feelings of abandonment and pain and loneliness. What do you think God would say to somebody going through that at a time like this?
Well, I think the Bible is clear that God allows us, orchestrates tough times. He allows us to go through difficult times because he has a plan for us. Most of the time, we don't understand it until we look back. For my father, for example, my dad, he went through a very, very tough period. And he died. But God's plan was to bring him to heaven. So had he not had that tough period of cancer and a short time to live, they would not have been looking for healing. And it's very amazing because, and God's hand is in this, because he ended up at a small little church looking for healing on Luna Lilo Street called First Assembly of God. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. So it's obvious that, you know, when God says that rejoice in your suffering, he brings trials and suffering and pain so that we can come to first know him, trust him, have faith in him. And after that, then we still go through tough times because he wants our love heart to be massaged and worked on. So I think difficult periods and tough times are what God uses or can use to bring the body closer, to bring families together, to bring people together, to recognize that we need to reach people out there that are having tough times. So I think God has a plan. So I think As you just said earlier, God's man following God's plan will always see God's hand. So the tough times could be good, could be bad. But as we trust in him, they end up good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes when you were talking about that, Jimmy, I think about how we can trust God because we know that God is good. There's no two ways about that. God is good. And if you believe God is good, and the trials you're going through, and he's present, and he will, like you said earlier, he'll bring work all things out for good for those who trust him, called according to his purpose, and you just submit yourself under his mighty hand, his unconditional love, he is good, then we have more strength for and faith to endure and persevere.
Well, you also, you know, I'm just thinking, sometimes it can be so long. Mm. You know, I mean, pain or mm-hmm. we want relief. Mm-hmm. And of course, anybody, we want it and we need it. Mm-hmm. We're looking for relief, and sometimes it's like, I'm thinking of how when I was young, when I played sports, our coaches would make us do wind sprints, you know, and one of our coaches used to make us run and run and run, and he would even do this sometimes. He would say, okay, one more, and we would run all out, all that we could, you know, and we'd be so exhausted. Some guys want to throw up, that tired. And after they're done, he goes, one more time. And, you know, just on and on. So what then, Jimmy? When time goes on and we feel like, you know what, I want to give up. Mm-hmm. I just can't handle it anymore. You know, sometimes we come to that point of complete exhaustion. We are exasperated. Then what?
Cling to God. That's all we can do. I think what helps me is recognizing that, you know, our faith is not in Him bringing a solution. Our faith is not in Him delivering us. Our faith is that He is God and He is with us. I think that is the ultimate to reach that measure of faith, that He doesn't have to deliver me. He is with me, and in Him is life, and that is enough for me. Is Jesus enough for you? That's really the issue. And I think as long as we are not at that place where Jesus is enough for us, then we still have growth to go through.
Leslie, we have a brief moment. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if you could just say a quick prayer for someone who is at that place.
Yes.
And just needs the helping, strong hand of God's grace and strength.
Yes, yes. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank You, Lord. We thank You, Father, for Your unending, relentless love for us, Lord, and knowing that Your heart for us is good and Your intention for us is good. Lord, we know that You know every person listening today, Lord. You know every circumstance. There's no one that You're not aware of, Lord. Mm-hmm. And right now, Father, we just pray, Lord, that hearts will be lifted up to You, Father. And in Your word, Lord, You say, always be joyous. Mm-hmm. Always keep on praying. And no matter what the circumstances, always be thankful, for that is God's will for us in Christ Jesus. And Lord, I thank You for that You tell us, Lord, that we can have the hope to be joyful and to have peace. So Lord, just be with everyone today, Lord, that is hurting. Help them to lift their eyes up and know, Lord, that there is hope in You, Father, to trust You despite the circumstances, to know that tomorrow is a new day, and Your mercies are new each and every day, Lord. Thank You that we're not alone. Yes. Thank You for Your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Jimmy Yamada. Until next time, I'm Danny Yamashiro with Leslie Silva. The Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.